This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The most important thing to remember when caring for houseplants over the winter is to check the moisture level before adding more water. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, discusses how to care for houseplants, holiday plants, and live Christmas trees. Greg, I imagine you get a lot of questions year after year about houseplant care because there's really a lot of things that go into this, and one of the things we don't want to do is watch that houseplant die.
It is. Once our outdoor activities kind of come to an end, we focus on indoor plants, and maybe we focus on them too much by giving them a little too much water. That's still the number one killer and problems is that you water them too frequently. And so you really just need to check on your plants, see if they need that water before you apply it.
Is that just sticking the finger in the pot?
That's a good way. Another way is, if you don't want to get your finger dirty, is to go ahead and lift the pot up. You kind of have a feeling for what the weight of the pot and the plant is, and if it's fairly easy to lift up, then maybe stick your finger in there and double check, and that would probably be the time to water. If it's a heavy pot, probably still has moisture in there, and the plant's doing just fine.
I'm assuming it depends on what size the pot is, but we really, as you say, don't need a lot of water.
That's right. We're kind of in the dormant period indoors as well as outdoors, and so we're not looking at plants to grow, and so we're not adding fertilizer, we're not adding more moisture. We're just trying to keep them kind of on an even keel till we get into March when there'll be more light energy available for new plant growth. So really just kind of keeping them dormant, and we do that by not overwatering and not fertilizing.
Location is another important factor.
Yeah, as the heat vents rev here in the winter time, you know, you're going to have some drying there. So again, you need to check your plant. This is the time of the year when that issue occurs more. Often maybe the cold draft, whether it's a window or door opening, may be a little bit of a factor. But the main thing is moisture and adding that water. And since we have low light energy, don't try to push your plant to grow.
So we really don't need as much sunlight as we might think.
Well, if you're trying to grow your plant for some particular reason, you're probably going to have some supplemental light necessary to do that. Some people start their seeds indoors and use LEDs or fluorescent lights. So that can occur, but typically that's not what we're trying to do with whether it's our holiday plants or even our indoor foliage plants that we like to have year round. We're just trying to leave them in their particular location so we can enjoy them but not kill them.
We also see a lot of holiday plants. Anything we need to know in terms of the poinsettia?
Yeah, so again, they don't really like, really more sensitive maybe to wet soil, and so we really want to check that. It's okay for a plant to maybe wilt a little bit. You can, you know, pick that up as you're walking by and look at it and say, hey, maybe I need to check on that. That's something that the plant can recover from. Whereas if we have wet soil and we get root damage, again, the plants aren't growing very much, so they can't repair themselves very well. So overwatering is our big problem. Amaryllis is a popular one, and we usually put that in kind of a really poor soil so that we don't overwater them. Just kind of give us an extra caution there. So again, checking the moisture on that. Christmas cactus or holiday cactus, again, just a little bit of moisture. Going to have to check on that. Use the finger if you need to. Lift the pot up. Just don't overwater.
If you're traveling, I've seen the little globe things. Do they work?
There are different methods of adding moisture, depending on how long you're going to be gone. If you're over for 2 weeks, yeah, you may need to have some kind of a supplemental water system. But most plants, once a week, is probably ample, at least to check on, and maybe not need watered for a while.
Live Christmas trees are still a thing. Some people still buy the live Christmas tree. Anything we need to think about in terms of maintenance for those?
Yeah, it's keeping the bowl full of water so that plant can take that up so it doesn't dry out too quickly and become a hazard. But keeping the water bowl full and making sure the pet's not removing that water is something to be concerned with too.
And as you mentioned, that is a fire hazard, so we do want to make sure that the needles are not drying out.
Yeah, check your needles. If they start to dry out, use your judgment whether you want to recut that stem, which would mean taking all the decorations off and the lights, but it will absorb water again if you cut a couple inches off that bottom trunk if you got to that situation where no water's being taken up.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone. For more information, contact your local Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.